When it hurts, I pray. I pray.
Are you ready?
Be inspired, show.
The unpredictability of life will remain unpredictable.
But everyone needs and deserves a better person.
A inspiration. Inspiration.
Hello, hello, hello. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Be Inspired Show. This is your one and only, the gentleman right here on Active FM. I hope everyone is having a good day and a great day. Once again, welcome to the Be Inspired Show, okay? So obviously today is going to be very interesting, and obviously today I have a guest speaker, a special one, okay? It's been a while since I have a guest speaker, but today I finally have a guest speaker. But before I let my guest speaker introduce himself, you know, let me introduce the topic. So the topic today is called achievements. So I'm pretty sure we all know what's the meaning of achievement. In life, we all want to achieve something, you know. We all have goals. We all have something that we want to achieve, you know. Whether you're studying from school, you want to become a doctor, that's what you want to achieve. You want to become a musician. Whatever you want to become, you want to achieve that. If you don't achieve it, then you didn't do anything about it. So at the end of the day, everyone has things that they want to achieve. Everyone. When I say everyone, from elders to kids to teenagers, everyone has things that they want to achieve. So it's one thing for you to want to achieve something, it's another for you to actually achieve it. You get what I'm saying? But that's just my point of view. If you want to achieve something, achieve it. Don't just say I want to achieve it because talk is cheap. We can all talk and talk and talk and talk, but talking won't get us far. Action will get us far. So it's one thing to say, I want to achieve something. It's another to actually, I should achieve it, you know. Like, who is this guy I like to talk about? Ronaldo, Cristiano Ronaldo. He once said he wanted to be the best football player in the world and actually achieved it. You know, he won 5 Ballon d'Ors. He scored 700 club goals and a couple hundred goals for international. So he actually achieved what he said he would achieve. So in other words, he backed up his words. You get what I'm saying? Because I'm pretty sure that we can all say we want to do something, but you can only see the difference when someone actually achieves what they say they want to achieve. So that's what I'm talking about today. We're talking about achievements because we all want to achieve something, okay? So basically, that's the whole topic of today. But now, you know, before we continue with the whole concept of achievement, I'm going to let my guest speaker introduce himself. You know, he's an upcoming artist. You know, I'm pretty sure he'll let you know where his music comes from. We get the inspiration from all that stuff. At the end of the day, this is called a Be Inspired Show. And I once said before that anyone can inspire anyone. I believe, that's what I believe technically. I believe that even the poor can inspire the rich. It doesn't matter who you are because anyone can inspire anyone. And the thing is this, I know that sometimes we think that as an individual we are able to achieve a lot of things. Yes, you can, but at the end of the day, we all need help, you see, which is why teamwork is very crucial, which is why in football there's teamwork, which is why in artists, when you're an artist, you have your producers, you have this, you all put your talents together and you make greatness, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not saying that things are unachievable on your own, but I'm saying if you work as a team, if you're someone to rely on or lean on or trust on, I'm pretty sure they can able to push, you know, what you're trying to achieve. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I can't say that Ronaldo achieved all of what he achieved by himself. You know, it's impossible. He achieved all that through his team, you know. I mean, he can't score all those goals by himself. His team passing the ball, the assistants, all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? So teamwork is crucial for us to also reach your achievement. But that's just my opinion. But anywho, like I said, I'm going to let my guest begin to introduce himself, you know, before jumping to the song. He can tell us his name and what he does and where he comes from, everything he needs to know about here. So I'm going to give him a platform and he's going to introduce himself. Take it away.
Greetings, Ari, everyone listening to these frequencies. My name is Soul Rich and I'm a creator of sounds, music basically, yes. Been active since 2016. When I attended the Academy of Sound Engineering, after matric, I decided I wanted to do sound engineering. After that, I wanted to like pursue music. So 2016, I just kind of dived into like recording music and just finally getting to like pursue that like mainly, and sound engineering opened up my mind, you know, different modules we had. We had Golden Ear, where we like had to listen to frequencies and different like kilohertz.
Sorry to interrupt you, but you said something about man. Golden Ear. What is that?
Oh, there's a module that we had. It's based on frequencies.
So you learn to listen to different frequencies?
Yeah, you must differentiate just with your ear alone.
Serious?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. That's interesting. Because, that actually is interesting, because, you know, as a musician, we have those who have called, we call them relative pitch. Relative pitch, okay? So relative pitch means that you can pick up chords as they play them.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, for example, if they're playing an A chord or a B chord, you're able to pick them up. But now, when you talk about perfect pitch, those are the guys that can hear each note you are playing. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because a chord is made of notes. Whatever chord you're playing, it's made of notes. So relative pitch are people who can pick up the chords you are playing.
Yeah.
Perfect pitch are guys that can pick up the kind of notes you are playing, which is actually, if I feel like if you have a perfect pitch, you're better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's not that easy to actually pick up notes. You know what I'm saying? But now you're telling me that people can pick up frequencies, and you can pick up different frequencies.
Yeah, frequencies.
Oh, okay, right. That's interesting. Because I play guitar, right? And I say that I have relative pitch. I can pick up chords.
Yeah.
I can pick up what chords you're playing. I don't have perfect pitch. I cannot pick up the notes or the chords you're playing. But whatever chord you're playing, I can pick it up and I can play the chord. It's called relative pitch. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then perfect pitch is the guys who can pick up each note you are playing. Like a note. Like, you know, like all those chords have notes. So every note is different, you know. Obviously, you have your majors and your minors, all this stuff. But all those notes are different. So if you can pick up a different note from each chord, that is something else. You know what I say?
Yeah, true.
Not everyone has perfect pitch. I want to lie to you.
Yeah.
As a musician, as you, the more instruments you play, the more you're able to pick up chords. You know what I'm saying? Which means that if someone is singing, because the thing is, even when it comes to singing, everyone sings in the same key. You know, like I always say this. Even though everyone is playing in a band, and they're all playing different instruments, and they're all singing. They're all singing in the same key. They're all playing in the same key, even though, well, except the drums. Drums don't use keys. Now, they're all singing, they're all playing the same key, but the difference is that each instrument produces different sounds. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the keyboard produces different sound. The guitar produces different sound. The acoustic guitar produces different sound. If you add the grand piano, you get what I'm saying? Produce a different sound from the keyboard.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Even that the people who are singing, they're all singing the same key. Even though when you listen to it, you hear it differently.
Yeah.
But if you listen to it carefully, you notice that they're all in the same key. Everyone is singing in the same key. And I think that's what makes a band unify.
Yeah.
But I'm just surprised about different frequencies. But that's something. I never knew that you actually listen to different variations of frequencies. But you know, we'll continue.
Yeah, and funny fact on that, it's like also like with frequencies, like whenever you're like listening to like earphones specifically, you probably like hear like, you know, when you hear that like that sound, you know, in your ear, like your ear's like buzzing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of like if you probably listen to like earphones a lot. It means like, you know, you're losing that frequency. You're not going to... It's the last time you hear it.
Serious?
Yeah.
Never knew that.
So you stop hearing at a, you know, certain frequency, because like 20 kilohertz is like as far.
Is it?
Human ear, yeah, man. So like, yeah, man, from that, different genres of music, you know.
That's amazing.
They would listen to different genres of music. Mainly what I heard was like, I heard psychedelic rock that was like standing out to me, blues as well.
I like blues.
And reggae, you know, like those three reggae. Were like,
yeah,
just like with the psychedelic rock was like the, listen to Pink Floyd, they played us that, the lyrics, we listened to Brain Damage by Pink Floyd, and the lyrics there, you know, were kind of like confusing, but like, it's like for the listener to figure out. Like, what's happening? So I, from that, I took that, like, I want my music to be like that as well. I want the listener to figure out like what I'm trying to say. I don't want to like always like just in plain text give you the, you know, the food, the fruits, man. You gotta pick your fruits and then see what it is for what it is, you know. So
okay, thanks for that. It's appreciated. I mean, I can say, I can tell that you're doing a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? I mean, sound engineering sounds very interesting. And then something that I picked up from what you said was, you said that, like, someone can, like, you said that the more you listen to earphones, the more they damage your frequency. It reminds me, I know a person that when you speak to them in a small tone, they cannot hear you. But when you speak to them in a louder tone, they can hear you.
Yeah.
But now, if you snap your fingers or you whistle, they can hear you. But when you speak to them in your normal tone, they cannot hear you. But now when you up your tone, they can hear you.
Yeah.
But now what's interesting about that is that when you whistle, they can hear you. But when you speak in a small tone, they cannot hear you. So in other words, that has to do with frequency levels.
Frequency levels, yeah.
That's quite interesting. Okay, anyway. So now so you heard from the one named Man, the only so rich. So I think now it's time for go for ad break. When I come back, we're going to interview some so rich. Yeah? As you said, he did sound engineering, which is interesting for me. So yeah, on that note, let's just jump into our first song of the day. It's called He's the Joy, and we're going to check you after this.
Left the dark I fear when I reach for him and he's not here. Many times have come when he is gone, yet I find the strength to carry on. Mm-hmm. I make real
Welcome back, welcome back to the Be Inspired Show, the gentleman here. And obviously, we heard from Mr. Saul Rich, as he said, obviously, about, he introduced himself and he said about his love of music. So now I'm gonna ask him a couple of questions and he's going to answer them.
Cool,
so,
man.
First thing first, who's your biggest artist influence, like for you?
Okay, biggest artist influence... I feel is probably Frank Ocean. Yeah.
Why Frank Ocean?
Because, man, I listened to him. My sister played me a song called Pink Matter by him, featuring Andre 3000. It was like, yeah, it was like a ballad, you know. And taking from like his artistic approach to like create the art that he was creating, and this was like back in 2011. This is like back in 2011. I only like got into his music like 2013, you could say. Oh. Yeah, like a relationship was in, kind of like. She kind of like, you know, introduced me to more of his sounds, and I had like friends who were like listening to him as well. So it just became a thing of like his music just drawed into my life, bro. So hearing Nostalgic Ultra, the mixtape, yeah, songs like American Wedding, Strawberry Swing, yeah, man, very like guitar acoustically influenced in a time where music was very popish and stuff, you know. Commercial. So yeah, man, that was like that. And then listening to Blonde in 2016, and Endless was a album that really inspired me with like ambient sounds and yeah, like with ambient sounds and just making songs unique in their own form. And Blonde was just really being raw with the music, then trying to make everything sound perfect. So from an artistic and lyrically approach as well, of just like able to paint pictures for you, you know, you feel like you're in like a cinematic universe where as you listen to his music. And yeah, man, it puts you in a place of like remembrance, you know, longing, you know, it gets you into like your subconscious and your mind, your spirit. So yeah, man, for me, that's why it's like being different. Like he's probably like the most different artist than in this time for me. So that's, wow. Yeah.
That's inspiration. Amazing. But I'm speaking about inspiration since this is the Inspired Show. Where did you find your inspiration from when it comes to music?
I feel like music itself, just I think listening to it as I'd see like my parents like listening to it as a kid, as a toddler, just like crawling on the floor, you know, just hear Sade playing, Michael Bolton. You hear those sounds and then it's like kind of like sticks with you, you know, creates this picture in your mind that music brings people together. You see, music creates love. It's made from love. So then, yeah, man, as growing older, it was just a thing of like, there was that show on, you know, YouTube, on Yo TV, the AM Jam chart show and whatnot, where they were just playing songs, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, Justin Timberlake, your Chris Brown and all them peeps, bro. You know, you just sing along to those songs, No Air and all that.
Yeah,
song, man, yeah. You know.
I know that song,
I'd
yeah.
sing along to that, and I'd just be like, you know, I feel like, why does my voice sound as perfect as the artist who's singing it, you know, kind of thing. So I'd be like, I think I can sing. I just do it more, and then it just became a thing of, like, I was always just singing, you see. It was just lifting my spirit, and then it turned from that to, like, just pretending in my room that I'm, like, singing to, like, thousands, crowds of people, you know. Like I'm on stage and stuff. So it just became a thing of like that, you know, watching award shows, you know, artists like getting dressed up, you know, things like that. It was just like, yeah, man, it was really, that for me was what I really liked. But then it shifted. Yeah, grade five, I drew like a mic that like, we were like all like told, what do you want to do? You need to like draw a picture of that, you know. So I think in that moment I decided that, yeah, singing is the one for me. And I just drew a mic, you know, and I wrote a little speech about that. Yeah, to present that. So, yeah, man, I cut the mic out. It was like out of cardbox and it was cool. So, yeah, man, from there, like just being bold about that and just being like, yo, I want to sing. It makes me feel good, man. I could do it for like thousands of people. I feel like it would make them feel good. So, yeah. Yeah, from there, man, it just changed. High school, I just got inspired more, like, with poetry, you see. I was, like, getting more inspired with, like, the poetry aspect of, like, writing. I was, like, writing more raps than... I was writing more, like, poems than I'd, like, recite them as raps.
Oh, okay.
But then I'd, like, sometimes do them melodically. That's and nice. Just writing, like, singing songs. I was listening to, like, Childish Gambino, Chance the Rapper.
Yeah, I know him.
Yeah, Jaden Smith as well. They were, like...
Jaden Smith.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that was, like, with poetry, that was really... Because it was just, like, being raw, like, with your words, you know what I'm saying? Not trying to lie or whatever, sing about or rap about things you don't have. Just, like, things you're going through. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that.
Like your experience in life.
Yeah. So with that, that became like the inspiration to just write the reality of what I'm experiencing or any telling anyone else's like reality or just seeing the world from my lens. So that's like, that's what's my inspiration now. It's not more or less like, I think it's just the song that the experience of life and understanding that everyone's life is just, interconnected, but we're having like different experiences, but the same.
True.
One at the same time.
True.
So yeah, man, that's my experience. That's my inspiration.
Fantastic. That's good, because I feel like your inspiration can also inspire other people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Like I remember I said in the beginning of the show that anyone can inspire anyone.
Yeah.
But now on that note, on the third question, I would like to see. So describe your creative process when you write your new music, like your creative process. Like, what do you go through when you start writing your music? What creativity comes to mind?
Going back to the previous question, inspiration. I think it starts with inspiration. Something has to spark the idea, you know. Or sometimes it's just like you're just sitting waiting for something to happen. I'm just constantly like, it depends. Some like instrumentals I get, and then it's just an idea that sparks itself up. Like from remembering a moment or just processing, getting out thoughts that I already had in my mind and writing them down.
True.
But with some songs, it's like you really need to constantly listen to the instrumental and be in the moment of it. And then it kind of like pieces itself together. Sometimes it's like, I'm going to write, listen to it. Maybe I'll have a hook, and then I'll just have to piece up the verse as time goes by, because I have not experienced what I have yet to experience for that specific song. So it's just like having the core of the idea, having the, sometimes title names. Sometimes I come up with the title of the song before it's done. So I understand the energy of the song. Yeah, you understand the energy or the feeling, and then it's trying to find an instrumental for that song.
Okay.
But lately it's just been working on like inspiration and just seeing like, yo, what can I do? Let me make something. But with the writing, it has to come from somewhere. You need to like go out and experience to be able to write about something.
True.
Or maybe just be isolated and process whatever you're feeling and bring that out.
True.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. I think that's all for now. Actually, I appreciate that. That's really inspiring, because obviously it's being from experience, you know. Also, I feel like inspiration comes from experience also. You get what I'm saying? I feel like also people's life can also inspire other people. I see. So the fact that you're sharing your life experiences and how you get inspired, you know, it's kind of inspiring, you know what I'm saying? Because it's been from experience, you know. So for that, it's amazing. But now on that note, just jump into our second song. Then we're going to come back, obviously. So our second song of the day is by Baby's Winners, called Thank You. And we're going to see after this. Yo, 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 welcome back to the Be Inspired Show right here on Active FM. This is your one and only, the Gentle Moon, right here with the Soul Rich. So we're talking about the Soul Rich, and he's obviously busy inspiring people about what makes him, what inspired him to be an artist, and where obviously the inspiration comes from to write music. You know, technically I'm an artist, so I don't write music, so I don't really know. You know, so it's better to have a real artist in the building that actually will tell you what it feels like to be an artist. You get what I'm saying? But now, before we jump into our first question, I want to ask you this from my, this is like my personal question. What advice would you give young people out there, you know, who feel like they also want to become artists, but they feel like the world is not giving them the opportunity to become an artist, you know? Or they feel like, obviously, there's too many artists out there. What different would my music do, you know? What do I have to do to make it big out there? You know what I'm saying? Because obviously, right now, there's a lot of artists out there. Everyone wants to be an artist, but now, what can I do to be different or to be noticed, in other words? What advice would you give youngsters out there who want to be in the music industry, but they feel like they can't because of competition or peer pressure, whatever the case may be?
Okay, so like, as cliche as this will sound, but like, I feel like just being yourself, that's the key. And you need to, like, death to comparison, you see. You need to forget that you're not like another artist, you know. As much as like another artist might like inspire you or whatever, you know, you're still not them. Find like by understanding like the message you want to get out, that's how you start to understand yourself more as an artist, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Have like a purpose to like the outcome of everything, you know. Have a reason of why you want to put out that project. Have a reason of why you want to make that song, you know. And yeah, just like, yeah, really forget about like everything else that's happening outside. And just as an artist, you need to like understand that you are yourself, so you should just push that individuality and, yeah, man, spread love and just like, you know, be positive in your approach to your dreams and what you want to achieve. Write it down, manifest it, pray, like go out there, you know, and perform it for people.
Mm-hmm.
Don't keep it to yourself. Yeah, really share it. Upload the music. Don't put it on SoundCloud. Put it on Bandcamp. Put it on Spotify, YouTube. Yeah, man, just create, you know. Be like an artist that's able to create a visual experience for everyone too. So yeah, man, go out there, take, you know, footage of your ideas and produce art from that, you know, create videos and really create your own fan base. You can't really rely on the industry because we know how the industry is, you know. So trust your ideas and, yeah, man, like the first, going back to the first, your introduction, you said, you spoke about team, you know.
Yeah.
So you need to have a team, you know.
Yeah.
Have like a family with you that's like, you working with to push the same, you know, your hive mind pushing the same, like purpose. And then from there, you know, you grow and you're able to spread the message just like that. Art is not a selfish, it's not a selfish space. You need to share that space. It's a space where it's a space of love, man. You need to share it. So understand that. Don't be arrogant. Don't be, you know, let your ego die and share spaces with other artists. See other artists perform. Go to other, support each other. That's the only way we make it. Cause yeah, man.
Okay. Okay.
Support. Just support each other. Love each other. And yeah, man. There's another artist asking themselves the same thing out there. The artist who's asking this question should go to that artist. They should have a conversation about it. They should find ways together they can make, you know, their fan bases grow. Exactly. Work with other artists, man. Stop that whole crap of like trying to charge people for features and we still, you know, all trying to push the same vision right now. So yeah.
Okay.
Don't have a big head. Like, humble yourself.
Be humble.
And trust God will pour the blessings upon you. Jah lives, man.
Amen to that. Sweet, so rich. Now you're preaching fast, man. That's good. Okay, now going on. What role does the artist have in society?
Okay. A voice, like you basically, your voice, because you have the platform to spread like a message. You have people's attention, you know. Rhythmically, you can give any message, send out any frequencies to the listeners out there, you know. So the role is you really are, you know, you're feeding the youth, you're feeding everyone out there. You really are feeding, you know, because yeah, man, a lot of kids look up to musicians.
True,
yes. A lot of grown-ups listen to music, or they yeah, it's really like
your voice. True.
You're spreading, you know, frequencies, and yeah, a role comes with the responsibility, you know. So
through that, you know, just on that note, I just remember something. Remember Elvis Presley?
Yeah, that
musician, that artist. Okay, I remember when he passed away, his fans, this I was told, his fans committed suicide. I get what I'm saying.
Which means that, oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, like his fans committed suicide. That's how much crazy. They actually adored Elvis Presley or love Elvis Presley. You know what I'm saying? So in other words, that's a kind of impact his music had on people. The fact that when he left the earth, that they felt like they had to follow him after earth. You know what I'm saying? After life, you know. You see, and until their wife came up and asked people to stop obviously committing suicide. But now, since you mentioned about your voice, in other words, what he was singing about had a big impact on people's lives, which is kind of interesting. Which is it's a good answer, because your voice does have a role in society. Yeah, but yeah, that's interesting though.
Yeah, but don't kill yourself. No, that's too. That's too far. You can't go. Don't go that far.
Yeah, actually, it did happen back in the day. When I was in new generation. No.
Yeah.
But now. Now, that never happened. But
I mean, we never know, man. You know, like, the world is the world.
Yeah.
These things happen.
Exactly.
So the message also is to, like, be realistic, you know, and to be realistic.
True.
As well. Understand that. Yo, man, there's lives on the line. Like, you know, like, yeah.
True, because obviously what you're saying, words have power, you know. Since words have power, they can either change a person's life or destroy a person's life. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's how it is. So, but yeah, obviously, that's my perspective. But you know, it seems like our time is running out. So, once again, so Rich, thank you for coming to the Being Inspired show. You know, I enjoyed having you. I feel like all of your answers were very, very, very inspirational. And then obviously, hopefully, I see you once again next time, you know.
Of course, man.
Yeah, obviously. And then I think on the next time you do come back, I feel like maybe you should sing us a song.
Yeah, like definitely.
Play us like one of your originals, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, no, it's not a problem, mostly. But now, just before we go, I would like you to tell the audience where they can find you based on social media.
Okay, Instagram, you can find me at Mary Jane's Brother, no caps or lowercase, Mary Jane's Brother, _ at the end. Twitter, soulrich, _SA, all caps. Facebook page, soulrich. I'm everywhere, man. WhatsApp, not to like yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, cool. On that note,
you got it. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thank you for that. You on WhatsApp? Okay, that's fantastic. Now,
it's been a year.
Okay, cool.
It's crazy.
Okay, cool. Now, on that note, thank you for being inspired. Sure, I enjoyed having you here, and I hope to see you next time. As I said before. Now, on that note, ladies and gentlemen, so Rich was here. I enjoyed him. Hopefully, everyone's inspired. I was inspired myself.
Yo, go listen to Hair Strands, man. Latest single.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, Hair Strands. It's about the. Basically, the concept behind that is like how we all connected through the strand. The strand connects our different life patterns. And yeah, it's produced by the homie Bob Wise and Tello 5 here in Stu 2.
Okay, cool.
That's dropped that on my birthday.
Ah, on your birthday?
3rd of August, Leo. Thank you.
Cool. Thank you for the short note. I mean, thank you for inspiring us. You know,
thanks.
Now we know. So now we're waiting in anticipation. You get what I'm saying? Hopefully it'll be good. I think it should be good. I think it will be good. Now, anywho, I think it's time for us to say goodbye. You know, our time has officially come to an end. But once again, so Rich, thanks for coming to the Be Inspired show.
Blessings.
I'm hoping that you enjoyed it as I enjoyed myself. And I'm hoping that everyone else there was inspired from the Soul Rich show, who's an artist. Okay. Now, on that note, before I leave the last song, as I always say, the Be Inspired show, as a gentle moon right here, the unpredictability of life will always remain unpredictable, but everyone needs and deserves a little bit of inspiration. So I'm gonna leave you this song by Capital Kings, I Can't Quit, and I'm gonna see you next time.
All the choices you made, would you make them again?
Like what you're listening to? Of course you
of
do.
Course you of do. Course.
Follow us on all social media platforms and engage with us. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and YouTube. This is Ready on Demand.
This is Ready on Demand. On Demand. On Demand.
What you want, when you want it. It's Active FM. Active FM, the Netflix of radio, but better.
To a foreign land, it's the It's the only way to show.